we welcome our business editor, Giles Beckford. The country's officially in recession for the first time in a decade, and that's the least of it. Official numbers show gross domestic product, the broad measure of growth, fell a seasonally adjusted 12.2% in the 3 months ended June. That follows a 1.4% dip in the previous quarter. So there is the two consecutive quarters that make it an official recession. It's the biggest fall this past 3 months on record. RNZ Business Editor Giles Beckford, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Broadly in line with expectations?
Smack in the middle of the range, yes, 12%. It had ranged between 10 and 14. Interesting that Treasury's preview yesterday was the outlier, 16%, so they were out of the money. And, of course, that will call into question, you know, future forecasts to be made. But let's be honest, this is a best guess. Stats NZ was always quick, right at the start of the process, to say, look, large areas of the economy we can't adequately measure. We won't be able to do the usual data collection that we would do. So we've had to make some assumptions. We've gone through the back door on some issues, some areas, to see what activity was. This will undoubtedly be revised, just as the first quarter was revised down from 1.6 to 1.4. This is ancient history. It's rearview mirror stuff. Already we're out of recession because we're in the third quarter now, and that's likely to show quite a sharp rebound. But, I mean, although, you know, you can play around with these technical definitions of two quarters, blah, blah, the reality is that we will feel on the back foot economically for the next 3-4 years. And in an annual sense, our growth rates will be negative, just quietly tailing away before we start to get back to pre-COVID levels.
All sectors impacted, but some particularly off. We should say March to June, so that encompasses the whole lockdown and then the gradual coming out of that lockdown. Yep. And then quite a rosy few weeks from memory.
Well, yes, precisely. Remember, we all went on a spending binge, but that still didn't stop hospitality, retail spending, personal spending falling by around 45% in the hospitality sector. Household spending was down by 12% for the quarter, so we didn't spend as much on the home and what we were doing in the gardens. The irony is that there was one sector that defied the falls. It had a modicum of growth. It was the financial services sector. Everybody went on the binge. Remember, the share market went down. Share market was wobbling all over the place. It was volatile, and trading volumes were enormous. Right? That sector's done quite nicely out of it. Everybody else has felt the pain. The one that's felt the least pain in a general sense, and which has got us through that period, in fact, the agricultural sector, just down 2%.
Yep.
You remembering our exports were really good. We were getting good prices for dairy, horticulture, meat. So they've actually proved to be, yet again, a sterling part of the economic performance. And from that point of view, likely to continue for some time yet.
So this is no doubt the worst quarter fall that New Zealand's ever experienced. I mean, can we put it in context with previous economic shocks?
Well, we would. I mean, the ones that we automatically go to, back to the global financial crisis of a decade ago. And then we get back into things like the dot-com bust. We get back into the 87 share market. We get into petrol shocks and the like in the 70s.
Yeah.
And if you want to go back historically, then you would also go to the end of the wool boom in the 50s. And there was quite a marked downturn in the economy at that stage. Numbers were calculated in a different way then. But we'd have to say, you know, we just accept that in a big, bald, bad, red-inked number, this is the worst.
It is. If you go back, I think, under the current GDP framework, it was March 1991, which would have
that's
been
right.
It was a big recession, high unemployment at that time
right.
as well.
That's right. And remember, of course, in previous years, we've had droughts which have compounded certain economic downturns. This is broad scale. You know? I know people will be quick to draw comparisons with what's happened in other countries, so I'll save them having to go through Google. I can tell you that Australia's quarterly contraction was 7%. Canada was 11.5%. The European zone, the Eurozone, 12%. Japan, 7.9%. OECD, the average is about 10.6%. The States got away with 9%, leading or trailing the pack. Britain, down 20.4%. So remembering everybody's economy is a bit different.
We're in a different place. We're in a lockdown one month, someone else isn't.
And they measure them in slightly different ways. So, you know, we're not the worst. We're sort of in the middle of the pack of developed economies.
It's such a strange measure too, because, as you say, as soon as you have a drastic fall like this, you know you're going to have just ipso facto, you're going to have a recovery.
Yeah. You
know, if you've come out of a lockdown and you start spending again, so straight away we're out of a recession.
It's like the yo-yo. You push it down, it comes back up.
Yep.
Expectations, very early ones, for the third quarter, which is the 3 months ended September, so we've only got a couple of weeks to go on that. Somewhere around 6 or 7% rebound, perhaps slightly better. We just don't quite know how that Auckland lockdown and the move up to level 2 for the rest of the country. Not quite sure how that may have impacted on some activity. But yes, as I said, we're out of the recession already, if you want to feel good about it. But as the book showed yesterday, and Treasury's sort of come back into the mainstream, the recovery is going to be a little bit slower than people were expecting, so it's not going to be that V-shape that we were talking about, alphabet soup of economic recoveries. It's likely to be the W, which is down, up,
down,
down, softening a bit, and then up again.
Yeah.
And we're going to get choppy, a little bit like looking at the blade of a saw.
Mm. We were talking this morning with the economists and saying these numbers, in some ways, are for the for the geeks and the diehards and the business editors. We've really got to talk in terms of what happens to household incomes, what happens to job and job security, what happens to revenue flows into the government coffers, and therefore what it has to spend and therefore what it has to cut. These are the real hard lived experiences of times like these.
GDP numbers don't give you those stories. I mean, this is the first draft of a bad period of economic history for us. It's the partial statistics, the labour market numbers, the wages. They give us the feel for the way people have been hit in a broad sense in the labour market. It's the insolvency numbers. How many people have actually had to give up and have been declared insolvent, have had to liquidate businesses? It'll be the... I know people got caught on the house prices because there was one small section in the preview yesterday saying, it's going to fall 5%. Well, I know, house prices is next to lotto as a guessing game in New Zealand. And I know it just keeps people occupied. But yes, the real personal stories, they don't come through these numbers, but we will have to find them and we have to put them into a context.
When will things be at their worst? We're looking, and it depends what you're looking at again, but March 2021 is looking pretty bleak on a number of fronts.
I think generally we will hit a bit of a trough, and I think we can imagine that we can expect to be in that trough for a prolonged period. The estimate is that the economy will not get back to pre-COVID levels of money, of value, of worth, of production for another 2 or 3 years at least, right? So we've got to say it's going to be a hard slog for a lot of people, a lot of businesses for a long time.
Thanks very much. Giles Beckford is RNZ's business editor.